Welcome to season 3 of the To Health With That podcast, where we break up big topics into small bites. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Neuzel, and I'm joined by my dear friend, women's health and fertility expert, naturopathic physician Kate Namas, to break down infertility, hormones, and the whole baby-making shebang. This week, I really want to talk about what to expect when you're working with a naturopathic doctor for fertility specifically, because I think people come in with maybe different expectations than what actually happens. Mm-hmm. So once you either have gotten your diagnosis or have been told you have unexplained infertility, how do you work with an ND at that point? How does an ND actually support that person?
Yeah. Well, the broad strokes are that an ND can help enhance fertility without assisted reproductive technologies like IVF, or an ND can increase the effectiveness of assisted reproductive technologies, including IVF, or an ND can help minimize side effects of IVF or other assisted reproductive technologies. So those are the broad strokes.
So basically make you more balanced, be a support and make assisted technology work better, or make assisted technology not feel so bad.
Yes, exactly.
Got it. I am with you. I like those goals.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And I'm open and happy to work with each category. In the beginning of my career, I think I was most passionate about like no assisted reproductive technologies. Yeah. Let's see what we can do on our own. But the more I practice, I love all three phases and I'm happy to work with each of them depending on what makes the most sense for the client.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, for some people, assisted reproductive technology is the best path forward and totally. The least traumatic and least difficult and whatever. So yeah.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
Yeah. And I've worked with a few surrogates too. So that's another thing naturopaths can do, is they can support the surrogate.
So good. I love surrogate stories.
Yeah, it's fun. So no matter what, most NDs will effectively support clients to make positive lifestyle changes to improve fertility. Things we've already gone over: exercise, limiting caffeine, quitting smoking and alcohol, visiting your dentist, optimizing weight and diet, gently balancing hormones.
Right. Well, and some NDs also can introduce appropriate supplements for your body specifically to prepare nutritionally for a pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And then if you listen back to like cycle charting and supplements, the podcast episode that we did on that one, and I can't remember what number it is now, we have ways of really helping you not only to understand your cycle, but also to really enhance your nutritional status going into a pregnancy, so that before that conception even occurs, your baby's getting the best foundation possible.
Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah. So we can do all of those basic naturopathic things. And then for a naturopath that really focuses on women's health, focuses on fertility, depending on your cause of infertility, we also will do a more in-depth intake. So we'll do intake, history, review your fertility workup and your fertility workup findings. Mm-hmm. We'll look at your past medical records. And then with that information, in addition, we might recommend cycle charting, some salivary hormone or urinary metabolite testing to give us additional insight into your hormonal landscape, especially if that's what got pinpointed in that diagnostic eval.
Yeah.
And then once we've got this understanding of what's going on with the client, we're putting those healthy lifestyle habits in place, then your naturopathic doctor might use botanical medicine or supplements, nutrition and gut health, exercise and movement.
Sure.
Detoxification, meaning like decreasing your exposure to environmental toxins and improving your body's ability to metabolize those effectively, helping you with stress modification and helping you with sleep that are more specific to your infertility diagnosis.
You know, there's one thing too that we haven't talked about, which is the sex issue. So I have seen so many couples who are complaining about infertility, but also not really having an appropriate level of sex for a couple who's trying for fertility. And that's unfortunately a conversation that gets skipped in a lot of medical practices. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's really also where naturopaths can come in, not only to have the conversation, but also to maybe take a look at underlying causes of low libido, or if there's some other issue that's sort of inhibiting the sex life of the couple.
Absolutely. Yep. And I often will refer to like marriage therapy or sex therapist too, if I don't think it's more hormonal or low sex drive, but more relational.
Relational. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And it's hard to have forced timed sex over and over and over again. It may have been fun the first 6 months, but now you're a year into it and it's a very complex experience by that point.
It's not sexy. I mean, let's face it, right? Like, timed sex is not sexy at all. Ding, time for sex.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's no fun. And I do want to point out that we aren't typically, I mean, occasionally your ND is the diagnostic physician, but usually you're getting this workup by a competent either OB-GYN or fertility specialist, right? Mm-hmm. And so in licensed states such as Oregon or Arizona, NDs can run all of the preliminary labs, but still for some of those imaging studies, you're going to go to a fertility specialist. Mm-hmm. Also, I want to point out that NDs don't have magic pills. I mean, we are good. But we're not that good that we can say like, oh, I'm going to get you a baby. Yeah. Manifesting a baby. It just doesn't work quite like that. I would love to say it did, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Also, changes, and we've said this so many times before, but changes in nutrition and hormones and things like that do take time to be effective, right? This isn't an overnight like, bing, you're ready. Expect a 4 to 6 month or more window of actual work on your health before you start trying. Or if you've been trying and then you come to an ND, expect a 4 to 6 month pause, right, on the trying.
Yeah.
And then we'll restart once you're actually ready.
Yep, exactly. Right. So, and for example, if you've already done an egg retrieval and you then come to see a naturopath, the naturopath can help you with a successful transfer, but they're not going to change the health of the embryo that's already been retrieved and, you know, fertilized. So,
right. Exactly. Yeah. That egg is started. Mm-hmm, right. They're moving forward. So,
yeah. So we can enter in all of these different areas, but I agree that if we can have a minimum of 3 months, we can really see more change.
Yes, please. Yes, please. That is what we want, because that can really change things. And I prefer 4 months so that we can work on dad too.
Yeah.
But if you're using a sperm donor, obviously that part's less important because we can't work on dad. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening today and sharing your time with us. If you like this show, please follow and maybe even leave a review. Or like and subscribe if you happen to be watching on YouTube. Visit NamesND, NamesND.com, or tohealthwiththat.com for more information about Drs. Kate and me, Dr. Amy.